Hey, everyone.
Big news.
We have a Patreon.
If you want more mystery in your life or just want to support the show, consider becoming a patron.
You get unedited episodes with outtakes, bonus episodes, and improv scenes only for our amazing patrons.
You can become a patron by going to patreon.com/audioobscurapod.
That's patreon.com/audioobscurapod.
Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 111.
I'd like to see that again, too.
And I said, excuse me, sir, excuse me. I ordered the cheese. Oh, welcome to Audio Obscura, the audio mystery podcast. I'm in charge today. My name's Foster. I'm the obscurist. I've concocted an audio mystery using the internet primarily and some software on my end. Some, you know, but that's boring. If you're wondering, Studio One is a great great DAW that stands for Digital Audio Workspace.
What is happening?
But enough about that. I can't do this alone. I refuse. I've been told to go solo, but I will not break up this band. Let me introduce my drummer, David Martinez.
Ooh, drummer, you say?
What the f***? What?
I promised a soundboard on the last episode, and you shall have it. Greetings, ruffians of the world.
Wow.
I got more where that came from, buddy. Don't just you wait.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Hello, one and all. Glad to be here again.
David, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again. Yeah, I'm excited. We're continuing. We were not deterred from our last week's episode of trying to come back to virtual.
We're pushing onwards. You know, David, of course, joining us from the UK. And I believe our next guest is joining us from the Ring of Fire. there in the Pacific.
What?
Mark Orr is returning.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Hi. I didn't realize that the tectonic plates had shifted to bring Kansas into the Ring of Fire, but
oh yeah.
You're still in Kansas, but you're floating. Yeah. You're floating right in the center.
Right.
Mark, thanks for coming back.
Thank you. I always love to be here with both of you, and very excited to see you all again. It's fun.
Now, Mark, how many appearances is this for you?
I believe this is 4.
Ooh, congratulations. I think so.
Right on the precipice of that 5-timers club.
Yeah.
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 Have your own URL, sir.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Look forward to that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this one goes.
Everyone who's gotten it so far has felt very rewarded.
Good.
They felt like their lives are fulfilled, and they've used those URLs extensively.
Okay, great. I can't wait to use mine, but I got to get there first, so.
That's right.
Here we go.
We got to get there. We got to get through a mystery. Mark, in case you need a reminder, or in case this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. Check out our back catalog. So we've got 6 audio clips from an unknown source dealing with something weird or fun or both. I'll get your impressions as we go along. Maybe I'll drop a few hints, but if you need a little help, guess what? You have hot or cold lifelines that you can activate at any time. We also have a bell here that I might ring if you ask a question that sounds like it's on the right track. And there's also a hint clip if you need it, and a reveal at the end. So that's the game in a nutshell.
That was, I think, the most concise and clear and professional sounding our introduction has ever been. 110 episodes after.
It wasn't bad. Can I get a round of applause?
Oh, crap. Have a round of applause. Here's what I'll give you. It was a little slide whistle.
I'm not a fan.
No? All right.
You got to win me over with this thing.
I'm going to make a note. Add applause. I got a lot of sounds on here. I did not think of an applause.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm curious to see what lays ahead of us with the soundboard. You know what? Enough talking. Let's hear clip number one.
Let me see that again.
I'd like to see that again, too.
Short and sweet.
That the second voice had a Walken-esque quality, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was him, but it sounded like his cadence.
Yeah. With the tiniest little taster of Sylvester Stallone in there.
Oh boy. I'm not going to even try that. That's Brandon's. I'm not going to touch that. I'm not going to try Stallone.
For a future episode, we need to sub out the hot or cold lifelines and have a Stallone lifeline.
Just a phone a friend, but the friend is always Sly Stallone.
Exactly.
I like it. I'm down
for this.
I think
we can make it work.
We'll get him on speed dial. See that again. I'd like to see that again. So two separate voices, right, Mark?
Yes, I heard two voices, and then I was like, is that Walken? And now I'm realizing I don't remember any of the words that were said.
What I got was, see that again.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And then yeah, a second voice like that, that said, yeah, I'd like to see that again, too. What are we seeing again? We want to see something again.
Great
we
question.
Want to see, if we want to see, oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
there's the bell.
I expected as much. I would have been concerned what the purpose of the clip was if I had not received a bell on that. Okay. So,
so obviously they're seeing something. It almost, maybe they're doing like a video obscura.
Yeah, honestly. Right.
Ooh. Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, something visual. So that does give us a potential clue that that the medium, the format is visual in nature.
Yeah. It seems pretty likely, although not for sure necessarily,
sure.
Because we've definitely had stuff on this show before where they're talking about something visual on a podcast. The thing that is interesting to note though is that whatever it is they're talking about is presumably something sort of shocking or strange or curious, right?
Right.
Because they want to see it again. Doesn't mean that they're trying to guess something necessarily, but the fact that they want to see it again is like,
they
need to see
sure
that again.
They saw.
Right?
Yeah, they aren't sure what they saw maybe, or something that it was like, was that what I thought it was?
Yeah.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Let's give that a second listen.
Yes, I would like to.
Mark,
that
hold
again.
On to those comments. Let's give it that second listen.
Let me see that again.
I'd like to see that again, too.
I'd like to see that again, too.
So.
It sounded less like Walken this time, but there was definitely a weird way he said the last word of his sentence.
I also got a teeny tiny Ray Romano vibe from the first voice.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We are due for another Walken appearance.
I'd like to see that again,
on the
too.
I'd like to see that again, too. No, I don't know that. I don't know what that was. I don't know that I picked up anything else there except. No, I don't think I got anything else out of that. I mean, it was good to hear it again. I'm glad we heard it again.
Part of the rules, Mark.
Hey, you got it. Believe me, I am a rule follower. All right,
it's not what Missy says. Missy is his life partner.
For the listeners, yeah.
Yeah, that's my wife. Yeah.
We do have other clips we need to get to.
Yes, let's do that.
And the times they are a changing. That was my Dylan impression. Thank you.
Thank you. You saved me. I appreciate it.
It helps when you declare who you were doing right after.
I realized about halfway through, I was like, wait, that's not quite what he sounds like. I need to amend it. So I thought I better reference what this is.
Clip two.
Okay. Not much question about that one. Next, we're going to take 841.
841. Huh. Okay, so they're identifying something by a number, something technical.
To me it seems like when you take a number, right?
Sure. Yeah. Oh. Or like. Okay.
So now Inquiry 841 is up next or something.
Like a competition reality show like American Idol, where you've got, you know, thousands of people lined up to audition and they're all given a number.
Ooh, smart.
Maybe some sort of talent competition show. I don't know.
I like that. Women. I like that a lot.
You know what you know what else you'd like, David?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here in Kansas City, if you go to China Palace, if you order a combo lunch special, 841 is amazing. You won't regret it.
Are you going to tell us what's in 841?
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
No, I don't want to ruin the surprise. Just, it's a little spicy, a little tangy.
So something for your list the next time you come all the way back to Kansas City, David.
I'm going to book my flight right now.
Do it. Do it now.
Do it now. Not much question about that one. Mm-hmm. Definitely I'm getting New Yorker vibes. I think that's the Walken-esque we were getting from clip one. Maybe. Was some slight kind of New Yorker, at least New England vibes. Not much question about that one. And that sounded like someone who's like a facilitator or a moderator saying, okay, seems like no one has anything else to say about that one. I guess we'll move on. It sounded like somebody who was leading the audience through something, which I really like your theory about something maybe talent showy. Because that really vibes with clip one.
Definitely want to hear it again.
Yeah, I say let's do it.
Okay, let's give it that second listen.
Okay, not much question about that one. Next, we're going to take 841.
Okay, yeah, I definitely hear kind of a Northeast accent or cadence to the voice.
Yeah, a little older, perhaps.
Yeah. Seems
next,
like
we're gonna take 841.
And big surprise here. After that, 842. I'm here all week.
I'm looking at you, Patty. Patty, we know you've been waiting for 842. Well, here you go.
Where are those bird ends? Got hungry people out here. They're starving.
No offense to this gentleman, but I'm curious if it is some kind of like talent show, what this gentleman's role is, how he ended up in this spot. He doesn't necessarily seem like a TV personality, but you know, who's to judge?
David is a classic producer. Come on. That's a guy behind the scenes. He's got the money.
Oh man. What if it ends up being Mel Brooks or something?
I think I would recognize Mel Brooks or I would know that's not Mel Brooks. I guess is what I would say.
Yeah. That's fair. I think I feel pretty confident that it's not Mel Brooks as well.
Sure.
Great. So I can cross off Mel Brooks.
Did I hear Hot or Cold Lifeline? I did not. Okay.
Not yet.
Just a reminder that you can use those.
We each have one.
You each get one. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think strategically, let's wait one more clip and then go, after the third clip and then maybe after the fifth clip.
Yeah.
That might work.
We'll wait one more. David, earlier you gave me a compliment for summing up everything succinctly, except I forgot something. And that's it's the reason why the stakes are so high.
I redact my compliment to you earlier. I take back, it was not a good introduction.
So,
in fact, I have something to say about it. This is what I have to say about it.
Thank you. So we need source and subject. If you get everything correct and you do not use the hint clip, you get 3 points. And you want to get those 3 points. And David, tell us why.
Folks, today, up for grabs, if you win those 3 points, today and today only, you win your very own papaya tree seeds. Now, these seeds have been dormant for over 20 years, but maybe, just maybe, you might be the one to kiss some life into them.
Wow. Yep. Okay. Quick question.
Yep.
Will papaya seeds, the plant that produces papayas, will they work in Kansas soil now that we're in the Ring of Fire?
Absolutely. I mean, being in the Ring of Fire, you're in the center of the tropics. So that's,
there you go. Okay.
Tropical homeland of papaya seeds. Yeah.
All right. Good. All right.
I don't know if I've ever had papaya, but darn, I'm excited.
You should be excited.
Me neither.
papaya is one of the greatest things in existence.
I mean, if I had one of these papaya plants after it's been dormant for 20 years, I mean, I think I'd be the envy of my neighborhood for sure.
It would be. And let me tell you, boy, when you start making out with those seeds, you'll be the envy of a lot of people.
That's the caveat. You gotta slobber all over
them. Oh yeah. It's gotta be wet.
Less interested.
We are gonna keep this train chewing with clip number 3.
You have a lot of bills?
Yes.
Yeah. Like what, food?
Food, rent.
Clothes. Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
What?
Sounds so sad.
Did you say a lot of builds?
I heard builds, but then I realized it was bills. B-I-L-L-S.
Bills. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because he said food, rent, and something else that was a bill.
Girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Oh, was it girlfriend? Oh, okay. Wow. I got my girlfriend bill, my monthly girlfriend bill.
Hey babe, I just put that invoice on the dining room table when you get a chance. Okay.
Put it in your inbox.
You should have gotten an email from PayPal. Okay. Babe, love you. Bye.
Invoice 841.
I thought I was still in the free trial period. didn't I put a credit card on this account?
Oh man, you have a lot of bills, and they sound so just monotonous and bored out of their minds.
Right? Yeah. Like there is. Well, I mean, paying the bills is not, you know, exciting, right? So
true. I have no idea. This does not gel with our talent show.
No, theory. It really doesn't. Which I guess I'm glad we didn't use that lifeline yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of bills, and then a list of the potential bills that they're looking at. Mm-hmm. But how does that go with the seeing something, and yeah, I got to see that again, moving on in a systematic way to whatever the next thing is? So,
Well, yeah, we do have a second listen.
Yeah. I think we're definitely going to need that second listen.
You have a lot of bills?
Yes.
Yeah. Like what, food?
Food, rent.
Clothes. Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
He doesn't agree with clothes, but girlfriend, yeah. Definitely. Oh yeah, I got girlfriend. That girlfriend.
Girlfriend. It definitely seems, not that this has anything to do with anything that we need to guess, but it sounds like they're in some sort of room where you can kind of hear a little bit of the sound bouncing off the wall, but not like echoey, but just it sounds like it's not a professional mic'd up situation inside a sound booth or anything.
Yeah, probably not at a radio station or something.
Yeah,
agreed. Which to me says that supports your theory earlier, Mark, of video. Yeah, that this is video.
David, I'm gonna connect this with our audition theme.
Okay.
It's probably a stretch. So if they are looking for America's Next whatever, these producer types are going to have to figure out, okay, how much is this going to cost us to put this guy out on the road? We got food, clothing, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not following.
What do you mean,
to put this guy out on the road? What does that mean?
Like, you know, if he's a performer or something. So, again, you know, thinking along the theme of an American Idol type thing, we're the winner of this competition. We're going to put them out on tour, and we're going to have to think about budgeting for how we're going to make this tour profitable for us, the producers, because, again, these guys seem not performer-like. So I'm thinking producer.
so they want to make sure that they set this guy up with whatever he needs, but that it's not going to cost too much.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he's like,
what are we going to have?
I got a really high standard of living. I eat a lot of bananas and
organic.
I wear only clothes only made out of saffron. So that's gonna be kind of expensive.
Well. You know, Michael, this guy was clearly the most talented, but he's going to cost us too much. So let's go with second place.
I mean, impossible burgers. They're impossibly high priced.
Well, I say we jump ahead. I'm ready. I'm ready for what's next.
All right, so we're running out of time on our lifelines, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep waiting. It's up to you if you have a guess you want to throw out there.
I'm gonna hear one more clip and then we'll see.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to that. Here we go.
That's not a rule. You can't make us.
Clip 4.
All I can say is I've been delivering pizza for quite a few years now. It's what I do for a living.
Okay. But he does sound very disinterested.
Yeah.
He's been delivering pizzas for how long did he say?
I caught quite a few years, I think.
Okay. Okay.
And then I think I missed the very end of the clip. I think he said some other thing. I've delivered pizzas, been delivering pizzas for quite a few years. All I can say? What? Is someone interrogating this man?
Is this like, okay, so it's a reality competition show to find the new Domino's sport spokesperson.
and this is the guy to sell us on crappy pizza.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
his qualifications.
Yeah.
All I can say is I've been delivering pizzas for quite a few years.
That should be enough for you. I think that pretty much speaks for itself.
I mean, Domino's, if you put a half priced or free pizza in front of me, I'm like, I'm gonna eat it. I just want you to know that.
I want to hear it again because I want to catch what the end was. I missed the end.
Play it, please.
All I can say is I've been delivering pizza for quite a few years now. It's what I do for a living.
That's what he does for a living.
I'm very passionate about it.
Mark, did you catch that time around? It really sounded like he was on a microphone, maybe speaking to a bigger room, perhaps.
Yeah.
There was a bit of reverb in the way that you might speak to a crowd, perhaps. Mm-hmm. A town hall meeting, mm-hmm. perchance.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps this is an answer to a question. Why should we pick you?
What if this
all is, I can say is
something election-y? We're seeing candidates. Maybe there are more than 841 candidates for some particular office.
Sounds like the California recall.
Oh, topical.
Hey-o.
Timestamp.
September September 2021.
I mean it sounds like a justification for whatever came before. He's like, look, all I can say is I've been delivering pizzas for quite a few years. It's what I do for a living, so that's why you got to pick me, or that's why I'm qualified to do whatever
we're talking about. You have the clip 3 could very well be someone saying, well, no, they're just talking to one person. I was picturing somebody up on a microphone, like at a podium, being like, everybody, you got a lot of bills? Vote for me. I can help you with all your bills. I'll help you go through them. I can't make them cheaper, or I also cannot pay any of them for you, but I will help you open them, look at them, and maybe read them.
Mm-hmm.
841 candidates does seem like a lot.
This is all good. This is all great. It inspire perhaps a hot or cold guess?
Yes, I think I'm going to.
Okay.
Hot or cold lifeline, please.
Perfect. Thank you. We'll take it.
That was adorable.
Yes.
That's what I was going for.
What would you like to put before me? And make sure you put it in the pneumatic tube and make sure the the container is properly sealed before you press the
button.
Silly
Foster, you can't send pneumatic tubes from the Ring of Fire. They'll burn up. They'll burn right up.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to say audition.
Audition is cold.
Oh, okay. Well, at least we know. Okay.
Gotta admit, I was ready for that.
Yeah. You were too eager to use the sound effect to say, Mark, let's don't go with that.
David, did you even hover over the positive one, or were you just ready for that?
What makes you think I have a positive one? Have you seen this? Have you listened to this podcast before?
We know it's not applause.
Yeah, I don't have a buzz. Listen, I didn't think all of this through very well. I knew I wanted a soundboard. Okay. Not what you, sorry. What did you
throwing that out? Audition is what I said. Yeah. Memorable. Valid.
I was so ready for the sound effect. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Audition.
It
was
audition.
Cold.
It was very cold or cold. We will move on to something else.
Wow.
Might I suggest the next clip? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may.
Well, sure. Let's do
clip five.
She expensive?
Not too bad. She's pretty good.
Yeah? What'd you get her for her birthday last year?
We went out. Had a nice day.
Took her out for dinner?
Yeah.
Nice bottle of champagne?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Someone's laughing in the background, too.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of other clips where I was like, oh, I thought I heard somebody else in the background, but like they weren't intending to be heard. And so I didn't bring it up. But yeah, there's definitely somebody laughing in the background at what's going on.
Well, and yes, the guy getting interviewed is kind of starting to crack up a little bit, too. He's like, he's I think, nervous laughing or embarrassed laughing at this line of questioning.
Yeah. Is she expensive? What did you get for her last birthday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, what did you get her for her birthday last year? And then what did he say? He said something about took her
out to
dinner,
and
wine. Did he say something about wine?
I was too busy listening to somebody laugh in the background.
I got her a nice frisbee. She's into that golf stuff.
I got her a holographic Charizard.
I got her some pogs. A pog set.
A pog set. Gee, I don't know. Man.
So,
okay, we're getting interviewed about this gentleman's lady partner.
There's kind of a theme with these last three clips.
Yeah,
I can identify. Maybe it has something to do with someone. I'm thinking of like a job interview. Like, okay, what are you qualified to do? Well, I've been delivering pizzas.
I think if it's anything interview related, audition would have been more than cold.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What if it's like, let us help you remake your life, Queens edition.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It just has this vibe of like, okay, we're going to take 841. Maybe that's like the next, you know, random applicant or person who submitted to the show. But then I'd like to see that again too, is like they're looking at this guy's interactions with his girlfriend or, you know, how he lives his life. And then they go to his apartment and they see, okay, let's check out your apartment. How are you living? Oh, you got a lot of bills, all this stuff you got to do. And they ask him, what do you do for a living? You know, what's the deal with your girlfriend? No, I'm not sold on this idea. I just find it really amusing.
Could the 841 be like a question number on a survey that this guy filled out or something, and they're going through it one by one, and maybe it's 8-41, so section 8, number question 41. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else 841 could be.
Yeah.
To see if that gives
area
us any
code.
Clue.
No. Well, maybe, but who knows?
Well, let's. I think we have a second listen.
We do, yeah.
And then we'll.
And then
David,
your last chance for a lifeline,
right?
Yeah, I think I have an idea of my heart of quality. Oh, nice, but let's get that second listen first.
Let's take the second listen.
She expensive?
Not too bad. She's pretty good.
Yeah. What'd you get her for her birthday last year?
We went out. Had a nice day.
Took her out for dinner.
Yeah.
Nice bottle of champagne.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe he's laughing at the ludicrousness of, yeah, I can afford champagne for my girlfriend.
Yeah. We had a nice day. What can I say? I'm a romantic. I got her
a coupon book. It was a coupon for like a free rub of your shoulders.
Yeah. I'll clean the bathtub.
I got her a coupon for a Groupon. It's just a coupon that promises that I will get her a Groupon. Okay, Foster?
Yeah.
Had a cold. It's my lifeline, boy.
Yeah, I'm just going to edit in one of our previous ones.
No, don't you dare. You keep that in, you son of a...
I'll keep it for the patrons. Okay, David, yes. What do you got?
I am going to go with life advice?
Ooh, ooh. I will say slightly warm.
Okay.
I will say slightly warm.
Life advice
was slightly warm.
Slightly warm.
That's hot or cold. Lifeline.
You want the sound effect again? Because I can do it.
Oh, please don't.
Okay, you heard the man.
It cuts out on my end.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah. Same. Yeah. It sounds like there's more to it. But
yeah, Zoom just like immediately is like, oh, we gotta stop this now.
Okay, well, it'll be on my recording. Don't you worry.
This is someone who lives down on the dock, so we're gonna filter out the foghorn noises, the boat noises.
The people at Zoom HQ are like, no docks, no people from the docks, none of that seagull shit.
Okay. We do have one more clip, and no worries, we do have a hint clip before we hit that reveal. So let's take a listen to clip six.
Let's do it.
So what you're trying to tell me is that on rare occasions, because you want to make sure the pizza gets to where it's being delivered quickly, and so that it's nice and hot and tasty, right?
This is the most boring conversation.
Yeah, it's certainly not thrilling in the least.
Could this be somebody that's getting, I don't want to say interrogated, but like talked to by the police?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, at this point...
Hey guys, it's Foster. So at this point, unbeknownst to David, I gave Mark like a little secret hint in the Zoom chat. I just thought it was funny. So there's a fun little behind the scenes thing for you.
I mean, I know audition was cold, but it seems like this is a conversation between these two people.
Don't say anything. What? Oh, sorry, David. I was talking to my friend over here.
What's happening?
In Kansas City. Sorry, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
What have you done? Paying attention to?
No, I didn't do anything.
I don't believe you at all.
Hey, I've got a sound effect.
Inappropriate, Foster.
I'm sorry. David, what were you saying?
No, what you meant to say was...
Okay, that got me.
So it almost sounds like he's trying to get the guy to confess that, yeah, I was speeding. Yeah, you got me. I was trying to get there fast because the pizza was getting cold and I have to get it there by a certain time.
Yeah, why are we having a conversation about this? Oh,
great question. Oh, actually, I think this should be.
Yeah, that was illegal, sir.
Off the table.
You know what? I think there should be a punishment for that. I think you should have to give us a hint.
You're right, David. I'm a bad boy. I broke the rules.
I need to add a whip sound to the sound.
go ahead, Mark.
No, I'm trying to remember more of the clip. So it sounded like, again, the main person talking to the guy who delivers pizza. It was like I don't know if he was trying to get him to admit it or he was just getting him to confirm that you bend the law, break the law in order to do your job sometimes or something.
Yeah. Which to get that pizza there on time, what might this gentleman do?
Gasp. Speed? Break a traffic law of some kind, yeah, perhaps?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
I would like to hear that clip a second time.
Yes,
please.
Definitely.
You know, I'd like to hear it again, too.
So what you're trying to tell me is that on rare occasions, because you want to make sure the pizza gets to where it's being delivered quickly, and so that it's nice and hot and tasty, right?
I think he's hungry. He just keeps just going on. It's tasty, it's melty,
perhaps
steamy.
There's some pepperoni.
Oh,
perhaps you threw a little salami on there.
Maybe you got olives ready to go.
Well, maybe you keep a little side heating pad with some pastrami on it.
Can we get some marinara sauce in here?
You know what? Make it a large and let's just do it for everyone. Let's do Sarge. You want in on this too?
Yeah.
Let's get in on this.
No olives. No black olives.
Saj, hey, Saj says no black olives. All right, so no olives for the Saj. Tony and me, we want olives. So go ahead and include the olives, right? All right. All right, now, where were you on that night?
All right. Let's get back to it.
That's a good point.
Okay.
A lot of people are dead. Let's get back to it.
I'm thinking, all right, so if this guy's delivering pizza, he's probably in some sort of vehicle. Going back to the very first clip with I'd like to see that again, maybe it's a traffic cam. Mm-hmm, the more I think about it now, the guy who's leading most of these clips sounds to me like a cop. Sounds like he could be in law enforcement.
At the risk of getting too cocky and at the risk of thinking that Foster would have given us a hint that might have like revealed it all to us, yeah, which I don't think he would do. This just seems like an interrogation now, right? Like, it feels like this is all an interrogation of a guy who had it. But I don't know. Why would you interrogate someone just for a traffic violation for a speed
right, yeah.
ticket?
I will give you one little tiny thing. Mm-hmm. Earlier, you guys said something that was really, really, really cool. Really nice.
That's not.
And that was.
Oh, okay. You're going
to
tell us.
You referenced I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Because I got a soft spot for Mark.
Thanks. Aww.
Oh, I need to add an aw sound.
You mentioned the acoustics. Like this might be like a town hall scenario.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I will leave it at that. And now we have to decide pretty soon, hint or no hint.
Man, what would be the situation?
Would it be in a courtroom? Oh, and
great
maybe 841
idea.
Is like a maybe
yeah, like case
is
number
a reference. Yeah, to a case number. Yeah,
yeah.
Ooh, maybe it's a judge talking to a defendant.
Foster, can I ask about order? Yeah. Are these clips lifted in order that they appear in the mystery?
I believe so. I think they are basically in order. Yes.
Maybe this is a court just for pizza delivery people. Pie court.
The court calls Papa John.
Also, that was a good one. You know what? That was a really good one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're loving this. I can see it. I can see it in your rosy cheeks. You're loving this.
Guys, I gotta know. Hint or no hint?
I feel like I'm 80% of the way to not needing, to feeling okay enough with a guest to not ask for the hint.
This one, I feel like we're onto something with the courtroom thing. Mm-hmm.
And I think we feel pretty confident that there is some form of interrogation happening.
Sure. But not an audition. So that would, I mean, I can see why audition was said that it was cold, especially if it's a judge talking to, this in my head, I'm thinking judge talking to a defendant and like saying, all right, look, you're a pizza delivery guy, and to get things places, I know you're going to speed. So why are we even doing this?
However, life advice—you're
taking up the court's value.
Was slightly
time,
so, life advice ahead. Was slightly warm.
Slightly warm. Yeah, you gotta shape up, buddy. If you're gonna be a member of society here, you gotta stop speeding and wasting my time trying to defend that you weren't speeding. But why was he talking to him about his girlfriend, though?
Yeah, you know what? I would like the hint.
I think I'm going to have to go with the hint here because I think I was fairly certain it might be some sort of interrogation until now. I'm thinking because of the hint we got from Foster about there being it being in a larger room.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant that you came up with courtroom. I think maybe like younger people, like maybe youth are involved or something, right? That's why it's life advice, because it's
the world's most boring, scared straight video. It's like, this isn't very scary.
Yeah, I don't think that's all that ridiculous. I think it's like a cops trying to in a courtroom setting, because these kids, these youths are getting, you know, traffic violations or whatever. The cops are just being like, listen, here's how we can help you. We're going to help you shape up.
Sure, with the life advice. Yeah.
But you know what? I think I would like the hint. I would like the hint. Foster, I would like the hint.
Okay.
I'll go with David on this. I'm going to take the hint. I'll have to get my papayas elsewhere, I guess. I won't be able to grow them myself.
Okay. So for the listeners, if you're like, oh, I know exactly what this is, then you need to lock it in now so you can get those full 3 points. So that means you need to text somebody, you need to call somebody, you need to write it down as proof. You need to take up welding and weld together some kind of artistic metal structure that says your guess.
Nice.
And then submit it to in a competition or something.
And then win that competition, and then take a picture of you with the award certificate and send that photo in to at Audio Obscure Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, sounds great. All right. Let's take a listen, first listen to the hint clip.
Okay. Well, Inspector Nato thinks we should give you a break. I'm not sure how much of a break I can give him. He's got a boot on the car. So it's a mandatory fee of $100 for the boot. It's $125 for the tickets. So it's going to be a total of $225.
I'm sorry. He has a Buddha in the car?
A boot. I think. So this might mean something. This probably means something different in the UK, David. But
here,
in our country, if your car gets booted, they put one of those metal things on your tire.
So it can't go nowhere.
So it can't go anywhere, exactly. Until you pay your fine. I was going to say, this seems like a small claims court kind of situation, but isn't that usually like person versus person?
Isn't there just a, there is such a thing as traffic court? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah. I think I've never had to go. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Knock on wood. Well, now I don't have a car, so.
Well, I'm driving right now, so you might see me there.
Foster's gotten really good at this podcast thing. Okay. Well, we confirmed that police are involved, that we're dealing with we got an inspector. We're dealing with inspectors, detectives, cops, etc., talking to people who have broken a traffic law of some kind.
It felt very judgmental to me, so I think that was a judge like totaling up, okay, I'm gonna fine you for this, plus it's this amount for that, so your total is whatever, $225.
Should we give it that second listen?
Yes,
please. Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay. Well, Inspector Nato thinks we should give you a break. I'm not sure how much of a break I can give him. He's got a boot on the car, so it's a mandatory fee of $100 for the boot. It's $125 for the tickets, so it's going to be a total of $225.
He really was amused by that. I'm not sure how much of a break we can give you. You got an effing boot on the car.
I'm a little amused at my notes here because I'm writing it down and I'm like, yep, that math checks out. 125, 100, that's 225.
Oh, man. So, it sounds like this judge or whoever it is just like, look, they want me to give you a break, but we're basically done here. Just throw, you owe $225 and then you're out of here.
Yeah. He's not giving him any more for wasting anybody's time or anything. It's like, all right, pay the ticket, which is $125, and you got to pay $100 to get the boot off. So there you go, $225.
Yep.
All right. Do we have a guess?
Yes. Foster?
Again, Zoom just clamps down on that so fast.
Well, you'll enjoy it when it comes back. I have a guess. I don't think I want to come up with anything more specific unless you make me. Then I think this is a video, a la YouTube or something, of traffic court.
Okay. Can you give me like the specifics of this? If this is traffic court, what is the specifics of the case?
Sure. If we're looking at one single case, which we may well be, then it seems like a case of a pizza delivery person who has been speeding.
Okay. Mark, do you concur?
Yes, but I have a slightly different specifics.
Okay.
I think this isn't a one-time incident. I think this is... So all of that succinctly would be same thing David said.
You guys know what a Canadian says when they want to have a conversation regarding an immovable vehicle? Can we talk about a boot? So help me God,
Foster has left the meeting.
I will fly back there so fast.
I'll keep it in.
Thank you.
Keep it in. just editing Foster, though. Cut it.
No.
For real.
I can hear you.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to mute myself. Okay, let's, I've got those guesses. Great. Those are
locked in.
Let's take a listen to the reveal.
What do you think?
You could give him a break, Judge.
You'd give him a break?
Maybe a little. It's about the pizza, Judge.
First day on the job, he wants to take over the court. When he said he took his girl out to dinner, that softened you up a little bit, huh?
Not really, Your Honor.
He didn't buy her a gift.
I know.
She was looking for the ring.
What is happening? What is happening?
This, you know what?
It's a very talkative judge.
Yes, this judge has a lot of personality. Judge Frank Caprio. What I'm going to do, I'm going to share my screen in just a second because we can look things up now. We've been listening to Caught in Providence. I'm assuming that is Providence, Rhode Island. So,
sure, yeah.
Mark, you were right on with the identifying the Northeast. Let me share. Can I share?
David said, to be fair, David did say New York and...
Fine, he never gives me credit for anything on this podcast.
New England, so...
Yeah, there's the judge.
Aww.
And here's the thing.
Wow.
Here's a quote.
That's
from
a big gavel.
Here's a quote from the judge. I'm not here on the court to be an entertainer. My primary role is to do justice. Which kind of goes against everything I've watched
a website.
So far.
Yeah.
And a YouTube channel.
Yeah, so I originally thought this was just lived on YouTube, but apparently it airs on some local stations throughout the country.
Okay.
Including here in Missouri. So here you can see John, who's our pizza delivery guy.
Oh, this kid's a punk.
So the 841 is the the file name of the video.
That makes sense.
So I'm
that's akin to a case number, for example, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there he ran the red light. He's got a little smirk on his face.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, when he says not much question about that one, he's like, oh, there's no doubt in that video. I interpret it as no one has any questions.
Oh, right, yeah.
Let's look at one more here. There he goes.
There he goes.
So
I'd like to see that again.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'd like to see that again. I guess because he's not totally convinced it was his car. But John's trying to get the pizza there on time. I will say it is played very much a lot of the time. It goes into this realm of comedy, but also heartwarming.
Uh-huh.
Of the judge, finds the kindness,
life advice
to give these people a break. This is super fascinating. I watched a lot of these, and it's really well done. It's weird that they've turned the justice system into a reality show.
Yeah, basically.
But I mean, we've always had Judge Judy, I guess.
Yeah.
Only in America, man.
Yeah.
And there's usually some officer or bailiff there. Here, uh-huh. You see? Look, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, and
suave lawyer.
Yes, and they're hanging out by the bench. And
isn't that cool? Leaning your arm on the bench.
Yeah, they're the sidekick. He always has a sidekick who weighs in and is like, judge, give him a break, you know?
Oh my God.
That's a theme I noticed. And a lot of them with this great Northeastern accent.
Uh-huh.
So shout out to Providence. Caught in Providence.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely seems now I definitely understand the slightly warm on David's hot or cold on the life advice thing. Cause he's digging into, all right, well let's talk about why you're speeding. You want to get the pizza there on time because you gotta get paid so you can pay your bills. Food, clothing, girlfriend,
champagne.
What you do for your girlfriend on last? Yeah, it's like all this. Yeah, let me dig into your life and that's interesting.
The justice system in America has way higher priorities, but this is not good. This is not a silver lining for.
No. It also seemed like the defendant was a. I mean, I'm making an assumption here based on the way he kind of presented himself in the very, very little piece that I saw, but he seemed like he's kind of a, the generation before me would call a wiseacre.
Yes.
Or a wise
scam.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a...
He's kind of playing it up.
A little rakish.
Judge, come on.
A little rakish, a little rapscallion.
Yeah.
Rascal.
But overall, he seemed like a decent kid.
Yeah.
I could say that because I'm in my 30s. and Judge Caprio is... It might be Caprio. I didn't do enough research to find out.
Sure.
I could have easily found that out, but...
You didn't listen to the theme song?
You didn't listen to the sidekick?
Come on, Judge. Give him a break. Carl, what's the ETA on that pie? The judge can't...
Judge, I could have gotten it there a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And damn it, where are the Sarge's olives?
Oh, man. What if this guy, John, the pizza delivery, he just happened to have a pizza? He's like, Judge, I got something for you right here.
This is the famous pie.
Are
you trying to bribe an officer of the court?
Mark, David, you used the hint, but you essentially got all the details right. So I am awarding each of you 2 points.
Woo! Yay. Fair. I love it.
Well done.
Yeah. Insert.
Yeah, he doesn't have the applause.
Yeah, we know. Ugh. Ooh, but I do have a laser. It's a weird laser. I'm not going to use that one again.
I love that you thought, "Oh, I've got to get a laser sound effect on here," but you didn't think about it.
Nah, that one came with the soundboard.
Yeah,
I didn't put that one.
Okay,
all right. Just since we're talking about it, what other preloaded basic sound effects?
No,
do
you
have
to earn them, sir. I'm not just going to give them to you. I'm saving them for a rainy day. Oh, rain, you say?
Thank you. That has been the podcast. That's the mystery. And now we're going to talk about plugs. I will start with Mark Orr. Mark, is there something that you want the people to know about to push them towards or to inspire or mobilize them? What do you think?
Sure. Well, first, I'm just going to plug.
Oh, nice.
Our favorite place to get burgers and beers in Kansas City, Green Room.
Oh, almost wore my shirt today.
Yeah. So I always like to support that small business. It's a great place to go and get some good eats and drinks. I'll plug the KC Improv Company. I'm taking a little break right now, but I am a cast member there, and trying to do my part until the numbers come down a little bit. And speaking of that, I'll say, please, everyone, if you're able to, please get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated, please wear masks. And we appreciate it. As members of the human race, we appreciate it.
Exactly.
David Martinez.
Yes. Let's see. I'll plug season 3 of Sex Education just dropped on Netflix. Great show. A lot of fun. Should check that one out. I've watched a couple episodes of the new season so far. It's great. Gillian Anderson. Kicks it.
Booty. Ooh. Of X-Files fame?
Of X-Files fame. Now, she's a sort of supporting role. She doesn't really take a very prominent role in the series, but she's still great. She's like the best thing about that series.
I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. Very talented.
Here's what I will plug. I will plug 2 quick things very fast. David, I'm going to echo something you brought up earlier in the year, and that is riding a bike.
Did I?
I got a used bike. Cool. I'm getting it tuned up today.
Nice.
I'm excited to ride it around. Fall in Kansas City is wonderful, and that's when I want to be outside. So want to definitely do more bike riding, and I encourage that. You know, there's a lot of great used bikes out there. So bike riding, great.
I will
help me distract me a little bit from the goings on of the world, I've been indulging in a lot of great schlocky action movies. And I'm going to plug Point Break,
classic.
I think it's 1991, the classic, the original Point Break with Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves. I watched it. I really enjoyed it. It's great. It's over the top. It's cheesy as heck, but it's so much fun. So I will plug that.
Do you know off the top of your head if there's a streaming service where people can find it?
Yes, I watched it on HBO Max.
Sorry, UK listeners. Not available in this country.
Those are our plugs. Mark, thanks again for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again. It's always wonderful to be on this podcast. It's my favorite.
Congrats on your win. your 2 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, David, can you send us out with a sound effect?
Wait. Yeah, here we go.
See you later, everybody.
And with that, I say goodbye.
Bye.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Audio Obscura, the weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by following Audio Obscura on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Check out our back catalog of over 100 audio mysteries at audioobscurapod.com. Consider leaving us a rating and review in your podcast app. And for unedited episodes and bonus content, become a patron at patreon.com/audioobscurapod. Thanks for listening.
Oh.
Sarge, you want in on this too?